Purple.com, sleep better for less. Number one in customer satisfaction 2 years in a row with Mattresses Online by J.D. Power Award. Pick the right mattress for you. The Purple Mattress Dual Layered Comfort Foam, Purple Hybrid Breathable Responsive Support, Purple Hybrid Premier, less pressure for dreamy floaty. The Ascent Adjustable Base to make it possible to work, read, and lounge in bed. Bundle up for big savings, 10% off premium bedding and cushion bundles, kids mattresses ultimately placed grid and softer form, best support for little sleepers. Enjoy no pressure support with free sheets and two pillows on select mattress purchase up to $247 value. Sleepy Jones or Purple Pajamas all day comfort with soft stretch and smart pajamas while you worry about breakfast. Some of the products are Purple Harmony Pillow, Double Seat Cushion, Purple and Gravity Weighted Blanket, Purple Duvet, Choose Purple for No Pressure Support. For everybody, 30 plus years and 35 patents, Comfort Gel Grid, technology originally created to make wheelchairs more comfortable than they remember beds. People love Purple, period. Pause PAWS. Typically comfy even for your fur baby. Good morning. Hope you had a good week. Today's true crime story is Haunted Places, St. Mary's Church. The present St. Mary's Church is located in the center of the small village of Clough Hill, between Bedford and Luton in the South Midlands of England. The new church, built in 1840, replaced the old church by order of the church commissioner in 1850. The old church building, formerly the Church of St. Mary the Virgin, shortened to the Church of St. Mary, and known colloquially as Old St. Mary's or the Old St. Parish Church, is at the edge of the village and is estimated to be around 650 years old. It sits at the crest of the greens and rich offering views over the surrounding countryside. Its graveyard is a haven for wildflowers and wildlife. After the church moved to the village center, incorporating various items from the old church building, the old building was converted for use as a mortuary chapel, but in the 1950s it fell into ruin. The Church of England is no longer has responsibility for the old parish church, nor is it deemed to be consecrated. Legally, it is the responsibility of Central Bedfordshire Council. It acquired first local, then more widespread notoriety in the 1960s as a result of the desecration of a number of the church's graves, with the attendant sensationalist suspicions of Satanism and black masses. In 2010, Central Bedfordshire Council, prompted by local activists concerned with the condition of the church, announced it would attempt to restore the old church and adopt it for use as a bothy on a regional walking trail. Those plans proved too expensive for the council. Instead, in 2012, a new project was announced which would include stabilizing the existing ruin and providing a viewing platform on the top of the tower, besides building a heritage center next to the church. Church of St. Mary the Virgin. The ruined church at the village edge is a Grade II listed building, first listed in 1916 and formerly called the Old Parish Church, but later relisted under the name of the Church of St. Mary the Virgin. It was probably built circa 1350. It was built in the Perpendicular style, the fabric being mostly, of course, ironstone rubble with ashlar dressings. William Henry Page, writing in 1908, dated the two light windows of the belfry to the two light west window and the church arch in the 15th century, and noted that the nave walls are older than the tower. Improvements were made in the early 19th century with a west gallery added in 1814 and a new east end to the chancel in 1819. By the 1820s, the church's seating capacity had become insufficient. Plans to launch it came to naught partly as a consequence of the rector falling ill. He died in 1843, and a new rector was appointed who wanted to relocate the church to the village center. So instead, a new church was built 1848 to 1849, and the old one used for a while as a mortuary chapel for the graveyard, which remained in use. One of those uses apparently was extraordinary, according to the 1908 A History of the County of Bedford, Volume 2, edited by Page. The churchyard possessed an unenviable reputation of being a haunt of body snatchers and human, and many human bones have been dug out in the fields of Brickwall Farm. In 1854, the remains of the original church consisted of little more than a nave and tower, and the chancel and the galleries had been removed in its conversion for use as a chapel, and several items, including the lych gate and two of the bells, had been transferred to the new building. Stephen Glynn in 1854 described it as a poor small church on top of a very high hill, having only a nave and tower, and the chancel having been destroyed, and the church is now wholly abandoned in 1898. The church was described in Kelly's directory for Bedfordshire, which said it contained several interesting memorial tablets in the Reverend Charles Fletcher, M.A., 1753, the Reverend William Pearson, another soul vicar of Pollockshill, 1799, and another to members of the family of the Reverend Ezekiel Rouse. The rule is of ancient oak. The register dates from the year 1568. Repairs were made in 1901, which ironically prevented Page in 1908 from being able to date precisely the nave and tower after the lead was stolen from the roof in 1956. However, the building fell into ruin. 1960s desecration. In the 1960s, the church became a focus of media attention after a widely reported incident of the graveyard desecration was followed by a series of similar incidents both at Clop Hill and across Britain. On March 16, 1963, in the street in Clop Hill, a local couple saw two Luton youths playing with a human skull. The youths claimed that they had taken it from inside St. Mary's, where they had discovered it stuck on a broken piece of window frame that had been jammed into a wall. On the floor were a breastbone, pelvis, and leg bones laid in the pattern used for the black mass, as it was described in newspaper reports of police statements. Scattered cockered feathers and tracings of two Maltese crosses infilled in red, one nearly done and the other somewhat weather-worn, were found inside the church. The rector at that time, Reverend Leslie Barker, reported that six graves of females had been tampered with before the stone slab above a seventh, that of Jenny Humberstone, who had died in 1770, aged 22, had been dislodged and the coffin broken open. Barker, speaking to the press, stated that Satan worshippers are known to always use a female at the center of their ceremonies, and his church warden ascribed the damage to some kind of devil worship. Similarly, police reportedly stated that an animal sacrifice was commonly described in accounts of satanic rites. The cockerel was possibly sacrificial, and the crosses were possibly painted with animal blood, although on this point Barker disagreed, thinking them more likely to be simply red paint. Author and researcher Bill Ells, writing some years later, opined that the police's idea of a sacrificial cockerel had been derived from the scene in Dennis Wheatley's 1934 novel, The Devil Rides Out, where a black cock and white hand are sacrificed. The remains of Jenny Humberstone were interned on March 23rd, but the incident was not to be an isolated one, thanks to the newspaper publicity. Her grave was desecrated again on two occasions before April 2nd, and the church had become a nighttime attraction for local teenagers. Humberstone's grave was resealed but was reported reopened on the night of the following full moon, and there was a run on books about magic on Luton Central Library. The discovery of the heads of six cows and a horse in Bluebell Wood, Caddington, south of Luton on April 9th was linked to the desecration at St. Mary's, fueling further interest. By then, a local newspaper had interviewed a student from Silsoe Agricultural College who admitted to having visited the church 2 years previously with a group of students. They had killed a cockerel, spread his feathers and blood around, and drawn a Celtic cross as a huge joke that doesn't seem so funny now. Despite the admission, stories about St. Mary's and about Clophill in general continued, the church and their reputation that it had gained from the incident were mentioned in the coffee table book with On Witchcraft by the folklorist Eric Maple, who described the desolate Clophill with a wilderness of desecrated and alluded to symbols and a revival of black magic in the 20th century, and recommended that people visit it for the truly gothic experience. Leslie Barker retired in 1969 and put that since the first incident in 1963, there have been numerous instances of graves being broken into and some sort of rite performed. The desecration at St. Mary's in 1963 was followed by a spate of similar newspaper reports of black magic rites in churches in 1963 and 1964, including reports of a series of desecrations in Lancashire, symbols painted on the porch of a church in Bramber, Sussex, and a pentagram on and a sheep's heart pierced with 13 thorns in St. Clement's and Lee-on-Sea. Central Bedfordshire Council, then Bedfordshire County Council, acquired the old church in 1977. The site continued to suffer from vandalism as well as fly tipping under council ownership in 2010. A local accident led to plans for the church to acquire a new function. It was proposed to convert it into a bothy to provide overnight accommodation for walkers on the Bedfordshire Green and Ridge Walk with a full-time warden on site. However, there were concerns that the council would not be able to afford the £75,000 that it would have to spend on such a project. Instead, in 2012, English Heritage and Heritage at Risk agreed to fund restoration work with the church. The work, which was scheduled to start in 2013, has now been completed to include the stabilizing of the ruin and putting in a graveyard pathway inside the church, and restoring a spiral staircase and providing a viewing platform to allow visitors to climb to the top of the tower and observe the view. Currently, the tower tours run daily at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Visitors may need to telephone ahead. There is a number to call at the site of the church, as the tours are run by volunteers. Further planned work will then include building a heritage center next to the building. The total cost of completing the project is stated to be £225,000, of which £75,000 is to be contributed by English Heritage and £100,000 by Heritage at Risk. The remaining balance of £50,000 to be used for the stabilization and restoration is to be funded by Waste Recycling Environment and Limited Heritage Fund. St. Mary's Church, the replacement church in the village center. The current St. Mary's Church was built over the period of 1848 to 1849. The lych gate was transferred there from the old church, and there, as were two other church bells, one made in 1623 and the other a treble made by Emerton of Wooton in 1774. A third bell bearing only initials RC was left behind in the old building. The parish church was officially transferred to the new building from what was then named the Church of St. Mary in September 1850. The architect in charge of building a new church. The new church was Thomas Smith of Hertford, who had also built a church at Silsoe, built by Smith in Alpenford of Pimlico. The Club Hill Church was constructed out of brown sandstone and rubble courses with details of Portland stone. The nave is exactly 60 feet, 18 meters long, and 25 feet, 6 inches, 7.7 meters wide, with the aisle 12 feet, 6 inches, 3.81 meters wide. It had a gallery at the west end and open tower that allowed a view of the west end window and open uniform pews in the nave and aisle to accommodate 530 people in total, with the exception of the south aisle and the sandstone that were donated by the then parish rector J. Mendham and Earl Day Gray, respectively. The building cost £2,300, equivalent to £240,000 in 2019. In May 1957, an additional bell was moved from the old church to the new by Whitechapel Bell Foundry at a cost of £123. This one was one of several removals from the old church that were performed as a reaction to the theft of the lead from its roof the year before. The crossbeam from its roof, which Page in 1990 had described as enriched with the fine pattern of 16th century character, was removed to a new memorial chapel of St. Albert in the new building, which was consecrated on June 17, 1958 by the Bishop who was then the Archbishop in Jerusalem, now the Anglican Bishop in Jerusalem. John Gedge, architect of Bedford, drew up the plans for this new chapel, which involved reorienting the organ, as well as a new altar and altar rail, a new choir vestry, a new credence table, and a new prayer desk. The altar rail in the new chapel was made from new oak and an 18th century staircase taken from the old church. Some years later, in 1964, dry rot was discovered in the roof of the new church. Set Crystal of and West Run, another firm of Bedford architects, drew up plans to remove the existing roof and clerestory and substitute the steep pitch roof that remains today. Kelly's Directive 1898 noted that the church has been erected by public subscription and was approached by a noble avenue of elms. Today, the parish church is part of the benefice of Captain Clophill and Haynes and Deanery of Amphill and Shefford and the Archdeaconry of Bedford. Thanks for listening to this story. Have a good week and stay safe.